Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chip Bell is here, ladies and gentlemen. Chip's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an old friend of ours. He's the founding senior partner of the Chip Bell Group and former director of what is now of management of what is now Bank of America. Many of you have heard him speak as a keynote speaker all around the world, and he's the author of many books. A very prolific writer, including Take Their Breath Away, and he's one of the top service customer service experts on the planet. His new book is called, which he co-authored with Marshall Goldsmith, is called Managers as Mentors, Building Partnerships for Learning, and that's what he's here to talk to us about today. Chip Bell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you, sir.
Good to have you back. Mentoring, Chip, is something we've been talking a lot about on this show for many, many years. And I've never seen a time when mentoring was as needed, but maybe as also as difficult to accomplish as today. What would you say about that statement?
I would agree, Jim. There's a wonderful line by Ari de Geis, who was the head of strategic planning for Royal Dutch Shell, and he says, "Your ability to learn faster than your competition is your only competitive sustainable advantage." Mm-hmm. And that, to me, puts... mentoring, or certainly the whole quest for becoming a learning organization, right in the forefront.
Talk to us when many people think of mentoring, they think of a grasshopper at the knee of the guru, and that kind of thing. When you think of mentoring, what do you think?
I think it is any time someone helps another person learn something they didn't know. So it could be, while the book is called Managers as Mentors, it is really designed to speak to anyone in that role. Could it be a peer? It could be the individual in IT way down in the bowels of the organization helping the CEO learn mm-hmm. about how to do cloud computing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's any time there's a relationship when someone knows something someone else needs to learn, it's that relationship and how to achieve it effectively.
And so it could be official, like as in some companies assign a mentee to managers,
right.
it could be unofficial.
Exactly.
It could be just sort of informal.
Exactly. And we find the ones that actually work the best are the ones that are more informal anyway.
Right.
When the organization assists them with, obviously, the training and the time and so forth to do it effectively. But sometimes the more it becomes more formalized program, the more it's looking at a sure death. It's when they bring the forms out, it's looking like it's coming to an end.
You know, I've been around so long, Chip, that my mentors didn't even know they were being mentored. They were mentoring me. I was just learning at their knee.
Exactly.
I was just paying attention.
Exactly.
And nobody ever said, "I'll take you under my wing," or I never said, "Please help me." I just paid attention, and they did their work.
Exactly. And that's what the book's about, and it's how to do that when I'm in that role, how to do that in a much more effective way.
Mm-hmm. And not wait till somebody makes it official, in other words, you're talking about, it could be organized, it could be structured, but regardless, you're saying take every opportunity you can to drop into the mentor role?
Right, absolutely.
Right.
And we call it a partnership, building a partnership, because our learning around this whole area is, the more I can create a relationship that's equal, that's partner-like, the more likely my protege or mentee is going to feel comfortable enough mm-hmm. to take the risk that's needed to learn.
Well, and I like the way you talk about a mentoring organization.
Right.
Meaning it's part of the culture, right?
Yes.
Talk
it's hardwired into
that.
The culture. When you look today, Jim, at the organizations that are most innovative, and we know how critical innovation is to being successful and
yep.
being progressive and growing. But when you look at those organizations renowned for innovation, underneath that you'll find they've sort of made learning and helping people learn a part of their organizational DNA.
Right. One of the things you talk about in part three is a safe haven, and you
right.
touched on it a minute ago, where taking risks are safe, where if you're doing it for the right reasons within your assignment area,
right.
so to speak, that you don't worry about that. How does that connect to mentoring?
Well, because if you think about it, anytime I'm learning something, I'm moving into areas that are sort of unknown for me or
mm-hmm.
new for me or uncomfortable for me. And so in order for me to do that and do that with some confidence, I need to know that it's okay to take risks. It's okay to make mistakes. And that,
right.
that to me, requires an organization that builds that sense of acceptance for error and sees it as a key part of how we learn. I'll give you a great example. I used to do work with Harley Davidson
mm-hmm.
Back in the days when Rich Teerlink was a CEO. I would watch him start a meeting by saying to his folks, here's something I screwed up on this week and what I learned from it. And it was his way to say,
uh-huh.
we gotta make mistakes. We're not going to make any progress.
And what he said there was another way of saying what I call four of the most important words you can say in an organization who, if they're trying hard, are going to make mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's rather than fussing at people or yelling at them or firing them,
right.
just say, okay, what did we learn?
Exactly. And that's what he was
yeah.
all about, is
yeah.
let's learn from mistakes because we got to make them.
And the other thing, and I think this is where a mentor can really come in handy, is when you make mistakes or when somebody runs off the rails, the first thing to try to do is to redeem that person. Redemption is a very important management tool, isn't it?
Oh, it is. You're so right. Redemption is so critical.
Well, talk to us about how a mentor does that. I got about 30 seconds.
Well, I think it is, again, starts with building that partnership. Starts with creating a relationship that says, I'm here to help you learn, but I need to learn from you as well. I need your help in making me the most effective mentor I can be. So let's view this as a reciprocal relationship, one
mm-hmm.
where we learn together.
Chip, tell us where we can find the book, please.
I'm sorry?
Tell us where we can find the book.
We can find the book on Amazon. It's on Amazon. It's on 800 CEO Read. All the major book sites for e-tailing are there. It's going to be in bookstores.
And your own website?
And our own website as well. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
So,
and give us that website quickly, please.
It is chipbell.com.
All right. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to get Chip to incorporate into this mentoring conversation dealing with the different generations, because that's the real issue these days. 20 after, right back with Chip Bell. The book is called Managers as Mentors, Building Partnerships for Learning. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.